Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 11th of April. The Breach Opened the Way. When the Son cried out, "Why have you forsaken me?" he was stating that there was no longer any need for him to remain forsaken. The Son was saying to the Father, "Here I am and the children with whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion." This declaration revealed the glorification of the Son as well as the glorification of the Father. Moreover, through this confession, the Father's confidence in the Son was vindicated. This confidence, revealing the faith of the Father, was expressed when the Father made the Son to be an offering for sin, effecting a breach in the Godhead. The Father did this in hope that as the Son priested himself as an offering by eternal spirit, he would return to the Father, proclaiming the obedience and salvation of a great multitude of sons. Significantly, the breach in the Godhead was now a way that had been opened for us through Christ's flesh into the life and fellowship of Yahweh Elohim. This is now the pathway for us into the holiest of all. This was indicated by the rending of the veil in the temple, as Jesus declared his offering had finished and then committed his spirit into the hands of the Father. The Father lifted Christ and all of those who received him to his bosom. We, with Christ, through his priesthood and offering, were now eternally reconciled to God. Summarizing this outcome of Christ's offering journey, Paul wrote, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10, John chapter 19, verse 30, Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 and 51, Romans chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, and Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. For further study, Hebrews chapter 10.